You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
West Brom versus Everton game, 17-10 the Baggies, 11-5 the draw, and the champions elect are 13-8. It's the first time I've had a chance to do that, Derek, and probably the only chance I'll to say that to you this season. Everton, I'm never convinced by Everton particularly, Derek. Koeman's obviously come in, started off really well though against Tottenham, and it looked like they might win that game, and now rumoured to be getting Joe Hart, of course, and others. The Blassie signing, I'm sure, will only bolster your confidence in them.
Yeah, well, Blassie, Ashley Williams as well.
Yeah.
Joe Hart will be a great signing. Yeah.
Stecklenburg, I mean, having Stecklenburg, I don't know why they need Hart, if I'm being honest, but they're the rumours on that Hart may switch from City to Everton.
Yeah. I mean, he'll be a fantastic signing for them. You know, at City, his head's gone, hasn't it? His confidence has gone. There's even rumours that his dandruff has gone as well. I'm all over Everton here. I think they'll beat West Brom. I can't have West Brom. As I said last week, it was a great result for them last week, but I look at them and think, how do they ever win games? It shows you how bad the Premier League is, apart from the top half dozen teams. In short, Everton will win, and you'll make a few bob back in Everton this season. I know I said this an awful lot last term, and they never won a game after they said it, but I suspect with a different manager, the signings they've made, they've lost John Stones, which is a blow to them, but they've got probably more defensive solidity with Williams in there instead of Stones. I think they'll be a tough nut to crack, and I fully expect them to win this game.
No one will be surprised at this stat, but since Pulis took over January 2015, West Brom have kept 22 clean sheets. Only Arsenal, Man City and Man United have bettered that tally in that time period, Tom. And, like I say, it's no surprise to anyone because that's what he does.
Yeah, their win last week at Palace had all those classic Tony Pulis ingredients in it. Four centre-backs in the starting 11, 38% possession, and they nicked the win, don't they? I mean, good start for them, but I'm with Derek on this again. I can see Everton going there and winning. Maybe Lukaku against his former club. I don't see many goals in it. I mean, the one thing you give West Brom credit for is their organisation. It's difficult to give credit for because it's negative and it's not great from a neutral's point of view to watch. But they will make it tough for Everton. And I think, again, Everton are one of those teams that are going to take maybe a bit of time to warm up. But again, they didn't perform too badly against Tottenham. That was a tough opening game for them at home. I think they'd have to be targeting 3 points. If they're serious about, being top six and there and thereabouts this season, Everton will have to go there and win and sort of draw West Brom out a little bit. Because still, West Brom, when I look at those players up top, Rondon, Berahino, Lambert, even Matty Phillips, who came in from QPR, one of their only signings this summer, there's nothing there that inspires me. When I look at Everton and look down the goal scorer list here, Lukaku, Bolasie, Ross Barkley, Kevin Morales, Aaron Lennon, Delafeu, there are players there that are certainly capable of scoring and breaking the deadlock in what will be a very tight game.
Yeah, just looking at Lukaku, he scored the most goals for West Brom in any season when he was on loan there. He scored 17 Premier League goals. No one's ever bettered that in the top flight for them since the Premier League inception. But he hasn't scored or assisted a single goal in any of his last 9 Premier League appearances. That goes back to March 19th, of course, last season. It's his longest goal drought in his Premier League career, 9 successive appearances. So if you think that stat means that all things must end eventually, then him to score and Everton to win 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1 is 6-1, or Barkley to make it 2-2, and Everton to win is priced up at 6-1.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.